Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. You join me here, and it's a Saturday. Let me check the date. I know I like to be particular about that. It's the 8th of December, 2012, and it's 11:39 in the morning. Hello, welcome along, as I said. And I just checked here, because I knew it was an age since I'd done an audiobook. And it's 16 days. Yes, 16 full days since I was last with you. And I don't know whether it's the fact that I just don't have the audiobook app on my phone, and I get lazy, and I don't record, and all that stuff. I don't know. But, yeah, so I need to really... I say this every audiobook, I need to get back into the swing of it, but I do. So, how the devil are you? Have you bought all your Christmas presents? Have you got your Christmas tree up? Have you ordered your turkey? Got your ham? Have you ordered another meat? I am for Christmas, because maybe I know some people do. Some people do. I've actually got into... I bought them the other day, actually. They're, I have the package here. It's Tesco. They're from Tesco. Other supermarkets are available. Some British ones are not available because they don't exist here. But I had some Tesco 6 Bramley apple pies. No, I didn't eat the full 6, but they're on the front it says British apples. Ooh, naughty, naughty Tesco. Just put that in the front of their package. But yeah, they're really, really nice. Really, each pie contains 215 calories. Bloody hell. And it's quite high in fat, actually. 2.3 grams that saturates. Remember when I was in Weight Watchers? I used to be so finickety about looking up calorie counts and saturated fats and stuff. And then you just realised you're being ruled by the numbers. I probably need to go back to Weight Watchers, tell you the truth. But, yeah, that's about it. So I just have I had one of those earlier, and it was lovely. I should have ate something more nutritious, I know, for breakfast. But I'm going to have something in a minute. It's more like nearly a lunch at this stage. I got up really late today. I got up like 9:30, was it? Nearly 9:45 maybe. But yeah, and it's strange because I'm normally up so early that it just feels really late to me. I feel like, whoa, I've missed half the morning or something. Crazy, crazy. So yeah, here I am with you all, and it's fantastic to be here, to be alive. We've had no snow so far, and we've had a lot of ice, which isn't fun, so I hate ice. You know, you just have to take adequate care and make sure you don't slip or slide or anything. So I hope all of you that have had snow and ice and really cold weather and everything are keeping yourselves warm and wrapped up. Haven't turned the heat yet. Closed another 2 window vents, which have been open because yesterday was really, really cold. And I haven't touched the heat yet. I just don't need any more major bills at the moment, so I'm just going to move the table where I have said laptop stored. I keep my laptop on a small chair, actually. It's like a dining chair, I know. It's odd. Because I sit usually on the sofa, so I have my laptop there, and it's safe and secure, and it's not going to fall off or be injured in some manner. Because I don't want to lose said laptop, as it's actually a year old. So it's probably out of warranty now. Sometime this month. I can't remember when I got it. I know I got it before Christmas. But I love it. It's a Toshiba Satellite P something or other. I can't remember the exact model number. But I love it. It's an i5 Intel processor inside. It's Windows 7. It's Intel graphics, and it's fabulous. It's great. I actually use an actual mouse, a normal mouse. I know I can't use those mouse paddy things on the laptops, so I use a Microsoft. I love it. It's a Microsoft mouse, an optical mouse. It's actually Microsoft Comfort Optical Mouse 1000, and I love it. Absolutely love it. Love it. I just love the way it's shaped in my hand. Couldn't think of the word there. So, yes, here we are. I'm not really too bothered about Christmas. I'm going for a Christmas lunch. Well, dinner, I suppose. Christmas dinner. We're having Christmas early in Shea O'Sullivan, which is my surname. Yeah, I just realized I gave away my surname. Ooh, there's an unknown fact. Yeah, wow. My brother and his lovely wife are coming over early, and we're going to have Christmas in my mum and dad's next Friday. So I'll try and bring you some audio boos live from there. Possibly. Maybe. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe I'll do some recordings. That would be fun, wouldn't it? So you could feel part of my soiree. So yes, I don't want to keep you up any longer, and you've probably all switched off. So just have a great weekend, and be careful out there, and take out care, and most importantly, look after yourself. So I'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye from me. Take care. Bye.